Who are you? Michael demanded, his voice shaking. What do you want? The figure laughed, a sound that echoed through the room, sending shivers down Michael's spine. I am the curse, the figure said, its voice deep and resonant, filled with a malevolent glee. I am the darkness that has plagued this town for generations. I am the fear, the guilt, the hatred that festers in the hearts of those who dwell here. And you, Michael Graves, are my final plaything.
Ever found yourself staring at a mountain of camping gear, wondering if you need the solar-powered espresso maker? You're not alone in the gear galaxy. The right gear can make or break your outdoor adventure. And no, you probably don't need that espresso maker.
Just by Cutter's demeanor, Julian could tell that he ran in some dangerous circles. Julian also had the impression he could handle himself when things got rough.
All the same, it might be beneficial to take a look at the other Julian's account.
That's all well and good, but it's not like I have his passwords. I assume you would need that sort of thing in order to see his messages?
You do, Cutter agreed. Fortunately, I have certain skills that will help us in that area.
You can hack into his account?
Hack is such an ugly word. I can allow us to temporarily view his messages.
I know your journey with depression has been long and taxing. There is an end in sight, and this book is going to help you get there. Before we get started, I just want to say I'm sorry for what you're going through. Whatever brought you here, you didn't deserve it, but you do deserve a clear pathway out.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I say more to myself because I know she's long gone by now. I push on the darkly polished wood door, closing it. A burst of energy and excitement explodes in my chest. I can't contain the grin forming across my face. That was the most fun I've had since taking over my brother's job and manipulating his patients in ways they could never imagine. In the world of acting, there exists a quest. An unyielding pursuit of truth, depth, and authenticity in performance. At the heart of this quest lies the Meisner technique, a powerful method developed by Sanford Meisner that has revolutionized the way actors approach their craft. In these pages, we embark on a journey, an exploration into the essence of acting, where truth is not just a concept, but a palpable force that guides every gesture, every word, and every movement on the stage.
The Third Boat, 12 October 1942, North Shore of Lake Ontario. The small commando team came out of the dark and onto the beach on the north shore of the lake, wearing forest green waxed cotton, black watch caps and black wool gloves. Their canvas boats made little noise on the pebbles of the shoreline as they waded ashore carrying the canvas and wooden kayaks.
Have you ever felt misunderstood by your partner, or perhaps found yourself confused by their perspective? Words often fall short or get tangled in the web of emotions during conversations. This first chapter is dedicated to dismantling those barriers through effective communication, starting with the cornerstone of all successful interactions, active listening.